Then Gwyndor roused Turin to aid him in the burial of Beleg, and he rose as one that walked in sleep. And together they laid Beleg in a shallow grave, and placed beside him Belthrondin, his great bow, that was made of black yew wood. But the dread sword Anglachel Gwyndor took, saying that it were better that it should take vengeance on the servants of Morgoth than lie useless in the earth. And he took also the lembas of Melian to strengthen them in the wild. Thus ended Beleg's strong bow, truest of friends, greatest in skill of all that harboured in the woods of Beleriand in the elder days, at the hand of him whom he most loved. And that grief was graven on the face of Turin, and never faded. But courage and strength were renewed in the elf of Nargothrond, and departing from Taurnufuin, he led Turin far away. Never once, as they wandered together on long and grievous paths, did Turin speak, and he walked as one without wish or purpose, while the year waned and winter drew on over the northern lands. But Gwyndor was ever beside him to guard him and guide him. And thus they passed westward over Sirion, and came at length to the beautiful Mir and Aethel Ivrin, the springs whence Narog rose beneath the mountains of shadow. There Gwyndor spoke to Turin, saying, "Awake, Turin, son of Húrin! On Ivrin's lake is endless laughter. She is fed from crystal fountains, unfailing, and guarded from defilement by Ulmo, lord of waters, who wrought her beauty in ancient days." Then Turin knelt and drank from that water, and suddenly he cast himself down, and his tears were unloosed at last, and he was healed of his madness. There he made a song for Beleg, and he named it Leir Cú Beleg, the song of the great bow, singing it aloud, heedless of peril. And Gwyndor gave the sword Anglachel into his hands, and Turin knew that it was heavy and strong and had great power. But its blade was black and dull, and its edges blunt. Then Gwyndor said, "This is a strange blade, and unlike any that I have seen in Middle-earth. It mourns for Beleg, even as you do. But be comforted, for I return to Nargothrond of the house of Finarfin, where I was born and dwelt before my grief. You shall come with me and be healed and renewed." "Who are you?" said Turin. "A wandering elf, a thrall escaped, whom Beleg met and comforted," said Gwyndor. "Yet once I was Gwyndor, son of Gwylin, a lord of Nargothrond, until I went to the Nirnaith Arnoidiad and was enslaved in Angband. Then have you seen Húrin, son of Galdor, the warrior of Dorlomin?" said Turin. "I have not seen him," said Gwyndor, "but the rumour runs through Angband that he still defies Morgoth, and Morgoth has laid a curse upon him and all his kin." "That I do believe," said Turin. And now they arose, and departing from Aethel Ivrin, they journeyed southward along the banks of Narog, until they were taken by scouts of the elves, and brought as prisoners to the hidden stronghold. Thus did Turin come to Nargothrond.